You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll meet a Wisconsin man who is helping to bring to life the characters in the Netflix show Ask the Storybots.
First, we're looking at President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey through a legal lens. Yesterday evening, the White House announced that they were terminating Comey's appointment, citing his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private server during her time as Secretary of State.
Frank Turkheimer joins us now. He's an emeritus professor of law at UW-Madison Law School and a former U.S. Attorney General for the Western District of Wisconsin. He was also on the Watergate prosecution staff. Frank, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. It's nice of you to have me on your program.
Well, what did you make of yesterday's decision by President Trump, seemingly sudden, to fire FBI Director James Comey?
What's your question?
What did you make of that decision to fire the FBI director yesterday?
I think it's horrendous. It was obviously, is my opinion, a phony reason, because the reasons, the facts that he gave were there on January 21st. So if that was really of concern to the president, which is surprising because the very reasons that were given to fire him were facts that the president had lauded on numerous occasions and thought highly of Comey for those very reasons. If for some reason he switches around when he becomes president, fire him on the 20th of January.
Now, we've got a tweet here from a listener named Pat who said, I'm concerned about Attorney General Sessions, who recused himself, that he's involved in firing Comey and selecting the new FBI director. What is your take on Attorney General Sessions' involvement so far and in being part of the decision to fire Comey?
Yeah, you would think that since the firing of Comey, obviously has an impact on the investigation relating concerning possible links between the Russian intervention in the election and the president's reelection campaign, that Sessions would have stayed out of it because he said he was going to recuse himself from all those matters because he had either advertently or inadvertently misled the Senate Judiciary Committee during his confirmation hearings on ties with the Russians. So I think he should have recused himself. Whenever there's a question of recusal, the smart thing to do and the right thing to do is err in the favor of recusal. I mean, if you're not sure, then what's the harm in recusing yourself? I mean, they obviously have a capable deputy attorney general, and leave the matter in that person's hands. So I think he shouldn't have been involved in the firing of Comey, and I think for the same reason, since this investigation is a very important part of what the Bureau is doing right now. I think he should have no part in the selection of a successor. But I wouldn't be surprised if it weren't going to turn out that way. And there's really nothing you can do about that. I mean, it's really up to Sessions' conscience to decide whether he should or should not be involved. And if he decides he's going to be involved, it's not going to taint the nomination or anything like that. It's just unpleasant.
So there's no law or mechanism in place that would keep an attorney general who is recused from participating?
The only mechanism is political. And, we're light years away from that happening. Theoretically, the attorney general can be impeached. But that's not going to happen. And I mention it only because I think that's the only theoretical remedy where the attorney general says, I will recuse myself from something and then doesn't. It's got to be the remedy is impeachment and removal, and that will not happen.
I want to go through some of the options in the category of what happens in this investigation next. First possible option here, maybe a select committee is formed. Could you tell us about what that would look like and how that would change things?
Well, a select committee may or may not change things. It really depends on the people who make it up. They have to have an odd number. I mean, most committees have an odd number, so if there's a vote on something, you don't have a tie. And with the Republicans having 52 Senate seats and Democrats having 46 and two independents, there's no question that the select committee, if it has, let's say, seven members, will have four Republicans and three Democrats. If the select committee turns out to be partisan, that is, if the people on it put the interests of their party first rather than getting at all the facts, then it's going to be worthless. On the other hand, if it is made up of people committed, you know, to something beyond partisanship, then it can be very effective.
And this is something that Republican Senator John McCain has been calling for in this Russian investigation. Here's a listen.
This whole issue of the relationship with the Russians and who communicated with them and under what circumstances clearly cries out for investigation.
So McCain has been outspoken about this. Does he have others on his side who are looking for that same outcome, that select committee?
Well, it does call for an investigation, but an investigation for what purpose? If the purpose is for legislation, then yes, we should have a select committee made up of either the senators or persons from the House, more likely the Senate. If the purpose is prosecution, then you either go with the existing establishment or you get an independent counsel. Obviously a legislative committee cannot charge anyone with a crime. It can only propose legislation or educate the public. A prosecutor has the power to bring a charge but can't create legislation.
Frank Turkheimer is with us right now. He's emeritus professor of law at UW-Madison School of Law, and he's giving us some perspectives here on President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. And Frank, you mentioned a prosecutor. So this is something that has been called for from some parties, a special independent prosecutor. Could you tell us about that option and what that would entail?
Well, that would entail, in this case, I mean, I can't believe that it would be Sessions. Since the purpose of the special prosecutor would be to look into possible violations of law in terms of connections between Russian interference with our election, whether there was any cooperation with the efforts to elect President Trump, you know, obviously Sessions would not be the person making the appointment. It would have to be the deputy. And, you know, presumably, and I've not heard anything negative or bad about the deputy. He's a man who's respected by people in both parties. He would pick a person of integrity and ability who would then be in charge of that investigation and act as a federal prosecutor.
And looking at this empty slot left by FBI Director James Comey at the head of that agency, can the president, do you think, essentially handpick the next director? And how much pressure does Congress get to apply in that?
Good question. I'm wondering about that myself. Obviously, well, the head of the FBI's appointment is for 10 years. The whole idea of a 10-year appointment is to have this be a non-political appointment that transcends an administration. Comey, as you know, was appointed by President Obama. Obviously he would be around for longer than President Obama was to be around. And the nomination or the selection has to be confirmed by the Senate. So the question is, we know that it's going to take 50 votes to confirm someone. If there's a tie, the vice president breaks it in favor of the nomination, obviously. So the question is, how strident and strict will the Republican majority in the Senate be? That this be a person of recognized integrity and commitment to doing the job right. I don't have a crystal ball, and we don't know who the nominee will be, and we don't know whether there will be enough fallout among the Republican majority to ensure that only a top-level person will succeed Comey as heading the FBI.
Frank, thank you so much for making time to talk today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure appearing on your program.
That was Frank Turkheimer, emeritus professor of law at UW-Madison Law School, joining us there to share a legal perspective on news that President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey.